This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Who do you love? Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, time for Who Do You Love? I'll tell you who I do not love. That's me. Because I am off to just an atrocious start this season. After my picks last week, Cowboys money line.
Okay.
Which that was decided very early. Mississippi State did not cover against Texas A&M. Eagles Broncos did not hit the over of 44.5, which brings my record to 3-9 on the
Damn.
Year. Hey!
Sorry.
Relax, guy. All right. Still a lot of football left. Long season ahead, okay? You're just feeling good because you're 7-5 right now.
Whoa, I'm
7-5. You took Oregon State, App State, under 55.5. Wait a second. Was that accurate? Let me do some...
I think it was.
Oregon State,
let's just say it was.
State, yes, 50 points they scored. 27-23. You took the Huskies to cover 5.5. They made a valiant effort to do so at the end. They just had to come back and win the damn game last week. And they did just that, but did not cover 5.5. Bills Patriots under 49.5. Not only did that hit, your Patriots got a big dub.
Woo! Did you see that ass whooping they gave them?
Hey, I have the Patriots defense on my fantasy team. I needed that. Yeah. I needed that performance, and they showed out and got
honestly,
me a dub.
We needed that too. I think that was big for the morale of that locker room. So yes, go Pats.
And then Casey sitting in for Jordan last week. I did talk him into a Beavers money line, but he was about to take Beavers plus 1.5. And I said, dude, it's 1.5 points. Just take them. So he would have been wrong either way. Okay.
Why are we? Okay. You know what? He's never getting to pick for me again. Anybody that picks the Oregon State Beavers for anything in my stead, no.
Well,
we did kind of peer pressure the new guy into doing it.
Well,
again, he was about to take the 1.5, and I said, dude, just take them to win. They should win this game. And he
knew he wanted to fit in. You know, okay. Okay.
Call him off next. Anybody that puts a Beavers pick in for me, say Schultzy says no.
He might have redeemed himself here because he also did take Cal Raleigh to hit a home run.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He did.
Did he really?
He did. And Cal Raleigh did not hit
no,
a home run.
No, he did not. Good
last
for,
Saturday.
You know what? He just turned it around for me. Thanks,
Casey. I was just saying. All right. Not so fast, my friend.
All right, Ben.
And then he took Vandy to cover 12.5, so Casey gave you a no.
So ups and downs, man. Ebbs and flows.
So Jordan is now at 5-7.
I was winning.
Maybe don't take Cal Raleigh to hit a home run tomorrow. How about that?
How about he's due, so shove
it. Oh, yeah, there you go. He's due. I will start things first. I will go to Rashad's Vols. Rashad's Tennessee Volunteers.
Whose Vols?
Your Vols.
I don't like them dudes, man.
They're a 9.5-point favorite against Arkansas. Arkansas, one of the worst teams in the SEC. And maybe this is the whole interim coach bounce back game. They keep it close against Tennessee. They just got blown out by Notre Dame. That's not going to happen. They're going to Tennessee. This is a Tennessee team that essentially needs to win out to get to the playoffs. Maybe they get there with two losses. I don't know. But again, them losing to Georgia a couple weeks ago still stings. They got Alabama next week. They cannot go into this Alabama game playing half-ass football. And Arkansas is just not good at all. So I'm going to Tennessee minus 9.5 against the Razorbacks.
I'm going to go with the national champion Buckeyes coming up to Champaign, Illinois to take on my Illini. The Bucks are a 16.5-point favorite, but I'm taking Illinois to cover, man. I think Illinois
did not work out for you last time.
It did not. But you know what? This is a different Illinois team, and I think they got this one, man.
I took Illinois to cover. That was the week against Indiana.
So, maybe you should never take Illinois to cover ever. So maybe you're bad luck for my team right now. But I'm taking them to cover. So I don't think they're 16.5 points better than Illinois is. And it's going to be a great game between Julian Sain and Luke Altmaier. But I'm definitely taking Illinois to cover.
Plus 15.5.
Yes, sir.
All right, I got you. Jordan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Number 15, Michigan. Cover over the USC Trojans, plus 2.5.
Oh, you're going Michigan to cover, huh?
I think Michigan's going to run it down their throat. I don't think USC can defend it. But, I mean, that's one thing Michigan does well, right? And I don't know, it hasn't been amazingly, like, over the top, but they actually added a little bit of a passing game this year, right? Like, I could see them.
Michigan to cover plus 2.5. See, I'm not going to take USC, but I do think USC is going to win this game. I just think where you look at these offenses, USC can put up points. Michigan struggles to do that.
You're right.
I feel like they're going to have a tough time keeping up with USC. But you are also right in the fact that USC defense perennially sucks. And so could make Bryce Underwood and that team look absolutely amazing.
By the way, Underwood's only thrown 3 touchdowns this season.
Oh, I know.
That's why it's a struggle. Great. But like, I think Michigan can just run it down their throat.
Oh, dude, I hear you. It's going to be – that will be a fun game, interesting game to watch because – Michigan is the favorite, but I think this might be the get-right game for USC to where they're able to bounce back after losing to Illinois. You know what? F it. Let's put my name on it. I got to cover some ground anyways. I'm just taking USC Moneyline. Just get a dub, all right? Just go and get a dub. USC Moneyline, all right? That's my pick number 2 right there. I can't believe I'm doing it either.
Okay.
I peer pressured you.
Yeah, look at you guys.
So Sooners going down to... to Dallas to play the Longhorns. Texas is a 2.5-point
favorite.
Technically,
Austin, Texas.
Austin to play the Longhorns. 2.5-point favorite are the Texans, or are the Longhorns, excuse me. I just don't trust Texas, though. I don't know how they're favored in this game.
Yeah, that's a stinky line.
That's a weird one. I just don't trust Texas. I think Oklahoma's going to win this game straight up.
Is John Mateer going to play? Because part of me thinks that this is all just a smokescreen to get Texas to prepare for Mateer, and then he's actually not going to play.
It doesn't say that he's not going to play. I don't see anywhere that he's active.
We won't know until
before
kickoff.
He had surgery 2.5 weeks ago.
If his hand, I mean, I don't know what you can do to protect a throwing hand, but if that
Texas,
thing gets
playing.
Hit, he's done for the season at
it's
all.
It's Texas. Right? He's playing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's risky.
He's playing. Yeah, he's playing.
We'll see. Jordan, pick number two.
What's the line on that?
All right. I'm not just going this way because it's like the home easy bias pick. I genuinely think Oregon with home field advantage at Autzen Stadium today is going to beat Indiana by at least 10. The 7.5, I understand it's a trap line. It was originally bet down from 10 by the sharps because, if you're betting earlier in the week, you ain't the recreational bettors, you're the sharp bettors. And so maybe if you're recreational, learn a little bit, turn around, bet earlier in the week and bet some spreads down like this. But I just think that Oregon's offense and the home field advantage from Autzen Stadium is just going to be too much. Indiana has never done this. I'm not saying it's going to throw them off completely, but like it's going to be a little messy, and Oregon wins by 10.
Oregon wins by 10, but you want the 7.5.
Yeah, they covered the 7.
Want to tease that thing up to 10?
Hell no. what is that, like plus 250? Like, shoot.
Come on. We're peer pressuring
you
each other,
risky.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's try and find an NFL game that tickles my fancy here. Looking, scrolling. There's a weird thing with this NFL week. Not a lot of, outside of the Lions, Chiefs, not a lot of matchups that get your juices flowing. Now, I'm sure that like 7 of these games are going to be absolutely crazy and have wild endings that's going to make them intriguing. But for the most part, yeah, a lot of these matchups do not get me too excited. Let's see. Do I go Cowboys money line again with Panthers -3.5? You know what? Let's go Cowboys Panthers over 49.5. Cowboys can't stop anybody. Panthers big comeback win for them against the Miami Dolphins last week. I think the Cowboys, anytime you can bet a Cowboys over, I think that's a good way to go. So I'm going Cowboys Panthers over 49.5. How about that?
It's a good one. I'm going to go San Francisco at Tampa Bay, both 4-1 teams. I think Tampa's favored by 2.5. The over is 46.5. I'm going to take San Francisco and to cover.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How they are 4-1, I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That they, you want to talk about teams figuring out how to lose games? San Francisco is figuring out how to win games.
McCorkle, man.
McCorkle.
It's the Michael McCorkle Jones, man.
McCorkle Jones. All right, Jordan, last one.
Good old McCorkle. I got to do it. And not just because I'm huge on my Mariners, but I believe Brian Wu will be back for game one against the Blue Jays in the ALCS on Sunday. I think that's going to give him a nice injection into the arm because, God, they spent basically everybody besides the guys they didn't want to use bullpen-wise last night in their win in the ALDS. So I say Mariners are going to beat the Blue Jays on Sunday in game one of the ALCS.
Mariners money line, eh?
Yes, sir.
All right. I got Tennessee -9.5 over Arkansas today, USC money line, and Cowboys Panthers over 49.5. Rashad is on Illinois covering 15.5 against Ohio State, Oklahoma covering 1.5 against Texas, and San Francisco covering 2.5. All dogs for Rashad this week.
Yeah,
San Francisco covering against Tampa Bay. All dogs.
Watch me shock the world.
Michigan +2.5 for Jordan. Ducks -7.5. Jordan's 2-0 on Oregon Ducks spreads this year so far. And Mariners money line game one. That is Who Do You Love?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.